With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. One of the world's great storytellers is the English novelist, Geoffrey Archer. Even before its official publication date, Archer's most recent novel, As the Crow Flies, hit the bestseller list. The book's hero is Charlie Trumper, who wants to be a street vendor like his grandfather in London's East End.
That's really all he wants to do. He wants to work on the barrow and sell apples and pears.
Charlie finds his education in the vegetable cart.
By the age of 14, he's got three barrows and a corner shop.
Charlie's career as a street peddler is interrupted by World War I.
And when he returns to the East End of London, he takes one look at it, turns his back, and he only travels 3-4 miles as the crow flies. But of course it's from the east of London to the west of London.
Where by a stroke of luck, Charlie acquires a single shop and a large block of shops.
And he decides that day that one day he'll own every single shop on the block, and then he'll build the biggest barrow in the world.
There's a villainous family that tries to block Charlie every step of the way, and Geoffrey Archer's novel builds in momentum. Charlie never escapes his humble origins, such as his accent.
It's a terrible disadvantage to have an East End accent. How are you, my ducks, ducky? How are you? Love you like a couple of potatoes and a pear and a bone. Were you, my dear? Right, that's four and threepence. You're unlikely to become the main newsreader at the BBC.
That's Geoffrey Archer, best-selling author of As the Crow Flies, published by HarperCollins. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
It took 19 drafts, and it took 2.5 years to do.
That's Geoffrey Archer on his most recent novel, As the Crow Flies. It's the story of a poor boy from London's East End who builds a business from a single vegetable cart to one of the city's biggest department stores. The novel is told in both first and third person with 13 different narrators.
And the hard thing of all, of course, was having the voice or ear of the human being you were dealing with. The Colonel can't be the same as Charlie. Charlie can't be the same as Mrs. Trentham. Mrs. Trentham can't be the same as Becky.
Archer says writing the book, his eighth, was no easy task.
That book took 1,500 hours. When people say, it reads so quickly, Geoffrey, it reads so smoothly, I can assure you, it's hour upon hour upon hour, sometimes fighting over one sentence.
Geoffrey Archer says it's easy to make excuses for not writing a book.
Well, I really ought to go and get the shopping. Oh, I said I'd pick up my children from school. I did promise I'd ring my mother. Oh, I must take the car in to be... Oh, there's 100,000 reasons why not to write a book. But to actually sit down and go once upon a time and stick it out is a different type of discipline.
Geoffrey Archer, one-time member of Parliament, says he wants more than merely being a best-selling author.
That is not enough to be able to take the book off the shelf, hand it to you with, dare I say, some degree of pride, and say, I hope you'll enjoy this. That's not enough, sir, and it never will be.
HarperCollins published As the Crow Flies by Geoffrey Archer. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Geoffrey Archer has written a string of bestsellers. His latest, As the Crow Flies, is the story of a self-made man, Charlie Trumper, who starts as a street vendor and eventually builds London's biggest department store. But Geoffrey Archer notes that Charlie never forgets the days he sold vegetables out of a cart.
Hello, Mrs. Smith, how are you? How's the son? Is he all right? Is he still at school? Is he going to get us some apples? Well, you know he likes the grapes. He needs the grapes, doesn't he, my love? And he said that's what he missed. And he was sitting around a board meeting saying, well, the figures this year are 42 million turnover, a 3,800,000 profit. And he said, that was impressive and important, but it didn't touch human beings.
Geoffrey Archer was once the youngest member of Britain's House of Commons, but his political career has been marred by controversy and scandal. Despite his colorful life, Archer says he's not going to write about himself.
I had done many things in the last 5 years. I shall do many more in the next 20, and there will be several novels and several other things in between. So don't be asking me now, or when I come to see you in 5 years' time, Don, any more silly questions about writing an autobiography, because I have other things to achieve, sir.
Geoffrey Archer likes the British system, which bars politicians from advertising on the all-too-powerful television medium.
The world is not run by CBS, NBC, and ABC.
It's not?
No, it is not. In fact, I have long believed in this particular country that if the Lord were to make a second coming, CBS would demand that it was in prime time.
Geoffrey Archer, author of the best-selling novel As the Crow Flies, published by HarperCollins. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.